So now we have the pleasure of having one of our favorite speakers, Reverend Maria Shemaiah Clemente, who is from CSL Manatee in Florida now, but I've known her at a number of other places, including the CSL in Atlanta. And I met Reverend Maria in 1998, and it was such a joy that she's been my practitioner ever since. So, Reverend Maria is a very influential and meaningful part of my life, just as a person who is one of the most supportive people I know. So, I'm thrilled to hear from Reverend Maria this morning. Here's Maria.
Thank you, Connie Kins. Hello, beautiful Sterling family. You are a spiritual broadcasting station, part two. And as Judy referred to in the very beginning, Ernest Holmes, when he did lectures, he was always funny. Most everything you read about him in his lectures, he always had something humorous to say about things. And I found something today, another favorite quote from him that just made me laugh. This is one of Ernest Holmes' witticisms. He's talking about all the different religions, and he's talking about the Baptists. And no offense to Baptists, but it's pretty funny. But he's talking about people who are Baptists, and he says, "And if he has been baptized, he needn't be ashamed of the rite. It is so beautiful and so very sweet. But if he thinks there is any salvation in being ducked, he is definitely screwy." So that just made me laugh. But you are a spiritual broadcasting system, but I'm sure all of us are aware of that system, that station that resides within all of us. We can call it high vibes, we can call it good vibes, we can call it spiritual vibes. However you want to refer to it. Each of us, as we come to discover the spirit and the truth that resides within us more and more, we are tuning into that divine station of high vibration, of truth, peace, harmony, love, kindness, joy, well-being, all of those things that we are holding in prayer right now in this moment. This is one of those great topics that when you go deeper and deeper and deeper into science of mind, it just keeps expanding. And it's interesting that this talk is the same topic as in Living the Science of Mind, and it's a completely different talk from Ernest. It's a completely different essay. Because normally when he connects them together like science of mind and living the science of mind, it's the same thing. But it isn't. So you know that it's important to Ernest that we get it two ways from two different places. When we think about broadcasting, spiritual broadcasting station, a lot of times we may think about the vibration that is the law of attraction. In science of mind, we can talk about our mental atmosphere, our collective consciousness, our race consciousness. And so we know that as a spiritual broadcasting system, it gives us the absolute joy when we are tuned in to be able to broadcast out into the world and to attract back into our atmosphere the highest vibration for each of us in that moment, the highest understanding, the highest consciousness. When we think about the law of attraction, Ernest Holmes in this chapter says we are always attracting and repelling, attracting and repelling. It's coming, it's going, it's ebbing, and it's flowing. It's the circulation of life, and that brings us back to the law of circulation. So never forget the power that you have inside of you, your vibration. That, as Emerson said, who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear a thing you're saying. That which is within us, our heart, our soul, the best in us, is forever seeping out of the very pores of our body, releasing out through the thoughts in our mind, flowing from the energy of our hearts. Everything we are, not just what we do, broadcasts that spiritual truth. So when you show up in the world, this is the way Spirit has shown up today, and it is good. What we bring to the world is good. So first, we remember that we are connecting to a source, right? We are connecting to the source, not a bigger power, not a better power, but the power. So we're connecting to that source. And I remember when I was in my first church back a million years ago, and I had a CD player, and I was doing a talk about connecting to the source. And so I didn't plug the CD player in, and I went to play a song, and I said, oh, it's not working, it's not working. And I was going to say, if you're not connected to the source, if you're not plugged in, it's not working. Well, everybody jumped up to plug in the CD player, and I said, that's how you know it's a universal truth. See, everybody reacted to that right there. Everybody knows you have to be plugged in. So Ernest is talking about God coming in the still small voice, in the sanctuary of the heart, in the love we bear to each other. And he says, I'd rather sit beside a person who loves than sit in the companionship of kings. So love is a coverage, joy is a grace, peace is a depth of the soul, and there is a song in the heart, even if you haven't any voice to sing it. That's your spiritual broadcast system when you tune into it. And he says, I have broadcast so much in my life, and I know I do some little thing here to myself. Somebody hears it, and out there they get what is in here. Isn't that true? How many of you have walked into a place, first from the giving experience, where you walk into a place and people are just like, well, they're like attracted to you. They like feel your energy. They feel who you are. They feel safe with you. They feel seen with you. They feel loved by you in some way. They feel a peace emanating from you. That's your spiritual broadcasting station. And when you think about people, and you go into a place and you feel the energy of that place, and it's so wonderful, and you just want to live there, you just want to hang out there, you're like, oh, I'm high vibing with the spiritual broadcast station. Or, you know, on the other hand, it's a crazy making place, and it's not pleasant, and it feels heavy, and you think, no, I really don't want to hear here. So that's that spiritual broadcasting station, just at a lower vibration. So we're always tuning into that source. We're always turning up the dial for us. And yesterday I was sharing, when Val came on talking about being in Leesburg, I was in Leesburg, but here in Florida. And I've been very much attuned lately to the energy of harmony on my spiritual broadcasting station. As people watch the world fall apart, I remind people of the process of creation, and we are in the chemicalization part of that, where things that are no longer serving us, systems are falling apart, things are, you know, transmuting and transitioning and transforming. So everybody who gets into that aspect of it, I bring them out a little bit and I say, okay, so as we move through that, and we're broadcasting something new, we want to go higher, what do we want to create? You know, Ernest talking about, we are chemists in the laboratory of the infinite. What do we want to create? And I say a lot to people, what kind of community do you want to live in? What kind of world do you want to create? And I started last Thursday with going back to my peace curriculum and teaching that at the local level here at the library, and bringing people out to the larger vision of what we are creating, what we are broadcasting. And that broadcasting, being thought, must take form, right? All thought is creative. All thought is impeccably neutral. It's what you bring to it that gives it meaning. So I've been really focusing on the sense of us coming together. And everywhere I look, I see news stories of people forming alliances and states coming together and communities coming together and the power of the people. And in Leesburg, I went to two events yesterday, and it was both of them in their own way, the perfect example of what that looks like when we are all tuning our broadcast station together and we're all listening and receiving and picking up what other people are putting down, as we like to say. So the first one was at a local craft, an independent cottage industry, which I am all about, is supporting local industry, supporting local business, women-owned business, minority-owned business, homegrown, whatever that may be for us, that people bring their gifts and share them. So we were all gathered out. They had this huge garden, and there's just tents and tents and tents of all these artisans and their wares. There are people who made bread and people who had avocados. Yay, those people. And plants, and people who made jewelry, and people who made lotions, and just everybody brought their thing. And they had the people from across the street who were at a church retreat came over, and they all had their name tags, and they were all walking around, and everybody was inquiring, who are you and what do you do? So what do you bring to the world? And supporting everybody in that. And I just thought, okay, hold on to that vibe. Hold on to that intention, hang out in that consciousness. This is a station I'm tuned into, right? All of us coming together in love. And I could see that rippling throughout as communities realize we need each other. We need to, you know, we need to come together more. This is how we see each other. And then a little while later, I went down the street in Leesburg to a new pet clinic that was opening so that people could get along like cats and dogs. Yay. And there was cats and dogs everywhere. And they did a ribbon cutting, and all these people came in. I mean, it was mobbed, and there was dogs everywhere, people were like tripping over dogs. But what was great was that they all came together in this common cause of love for our babies, love for our animals, love for all creatures, great and small, because all sentient life is divine. And we had the place that I used to volunteer at, the Cat Protection Society, and we had the Humane Society. And then we had a company, an organization called PAWS, and we had another one called Leash. And we had psychologists for dogs. And in case your dog needs a psychologist, it's a thing, it is. And there was pizza and ice cream, which is a very balanced meal. You do one hand for one and one hand for the other, and it's very balanced. But think about the energy of all people coming together in love for all these creatures. And I said, here's some more harmony. Here's some more intentional community. Here's how we come together. Nobody asked what political party you were affiliated with or what religion you belong to or, you know, where your family was from or if you were divorced or married. Everybody says, you got a dog, you got a cat, you got both, you got gerbils, you got birds, what do you got? And everybody came together, and there was just so much love, and we were crammed into this space, and there was just so much love in this room. These are all ways that we are spiritual broadcasting systems. So as we contemplate our intention, and we shared some of that in the beginning, what is it that you are broadcasting, that you are transmitting, and what is it that you are receiving? And as we receive and bring it in, we mingle it, mix it with our energy and our intention, and it gets transmuted, transformed into a higher energy, and it circulates out. So we're always circulating. We're not spending one way or the other. We're always circulating. So what are you circulating? What are you broadcasting? And I looked for something specific that really related to that. And I was thinking about the idea of what are we tuning into, right? Like tuning? Tuning forks. Oh, they're so good. And how we're tuning into that. And sure enough, I found my poem from our dear friend, Andy Monwine. And he's talking about being a tuning fork of the divine. So as we're considering what we're receiving and what we're tuning, listen to Andy as we consider ourselves to be a tuning fork for the divine. And Andy says, imagine you are a tuning fork, your whole body humming to the key of your own life. When you are true, the animals lean in closer and the air feels different around you. Even your silence carries a weight that lifts the world. A small shift, like gravity saying, here, stay. It isn't about being heard, not really. It's about feeling your own resonance, the note you were born to strike, even if no one else is in the room to catch it. The truth is, you are already a song, whether the world listens or not. What matters is that you sing with your whole chest. So when the stars lean in, they really know who you are. Tuning forks for the divine. So this afternoon when we get together, we're going to play with that energy a little bit. And we are going to fine tune our spiritual broadcasting system. So that when we go out into the world, whether we're transmitting or we're receiving, we're keenly aware of the vibration inside of us and the intention we set as we let that go. We're going to keep rising in spirit. So let's end with the meditation from Living the Science of Mind that Ernest ends the chapter with, and I like this one actually a little better than the one in the book, but this is really, really quite beautiful. So everybody take a moment, take a deep breath and close your eyes. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Today I am keeping careful watch that I think and speak only those things that I wish broadcast from my mind and returned to me. I desire that everything I think shall be from the heart as well as from the head. I wish to broadcast kindness and love, sympathy and understanding, peace and joy. No condemnation, judgment or fear shall go from me to anyone or anything. Tuning my mind into the divine, I draw into my own soul the essence of everything that is good, true, and beautiful. I draw into my own mind the realization of the divine presence and the power of good until my whole being responds. And this is all I wish to broadcast to the world. Something that will help and heal and bless. Something that will cause everyone I meet to feel a new strength, a new hope. Desiring to receive the divine blessing in my own life, I wish to broadcast it to the whole world. And so I say to the whole world, the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance unto you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. We breathe that in for a gentle moment. Tune into the energy of our broadcasting. And feeling renewed and refreshed and revitalized. For all of us tuning forks, together we say, and so it is.